Now, you said that you had done nothing apart from teaching and examining. Would you now like to tell me the true story?
What about writing books? Well, I had written three books with a colleague from Leicester in the early 60s, because that was the time in which everybody was talking about the two cultures, Snow and all these people, Peterson, and they were saying that if you did the arts, you knew nothing about Kepler or Einstein or something, and conversely, if you were a scientist, you knew nothing about Dickens or Homer or whatever. And this time, I used to teach sixth formers. But that's what they said it was teaching. I didn't know very much myself. But about what was called liberal studies or general studies and use of English, that sort of thing. And I wrote three books then, so I wasn't unused to writing when I was a schoolmaster.
What were those books about?
They were saying at the age of 17 or 18, what you ought to know something about was the scientific world. You ought to know something about economics and politics and history and education and philosophy and whatever the general sort of topics that were generally asked if you went off to university and they said, sit down for 3 hours and write a few sentences on something you never knew anyway, Babylonian archaeology or something. And it was an attempt, really, to bridge this gap between specialising too early between the sciences and the art subjects. So that was three books, which were fairly successful at the time and published by none other than a fairly well-known Oxford man, Mr. Robert Maxwell.